Or else nishpach doma. Let's say you receive the blood metchilo in the kli, and now all the blood spilled over. Nishpach doma. Or else yotza doma chutz l'kloyim. You had the blood in the kli, you made a good kabbalah, but now by mistake they took the whole kli with the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash. The kain malon b'sreifa. We know there's a cloud that in any one of these cases, you have to now burn the meat. The meat now, this korban is not ready to have a zrika. The korban is posel, that's called a psul, that you have to burn it. For the Gemara, how do we know this is said? How do we know these cases also, you have to burn it? By nishpach adam. So Gemara answers, midi Rav Shimon. We learn it out from Rav Shimon's halacha. It's not called midi Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon says like this. The pasuk says, "Ba kodesh beis tisorif." You're supposed to burn ba kodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. Ba kodesh beis tisorif, burn it in fire. So lima, this comes to teach us al chatis on a korban chatis shesreifosai ba kodesh. That any time a korban chatis became posel, that you can't bring it. Halacha is you're supposed to burn it where ba kodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where you have to burn it. Is ein liyel zubul vad. I only know a korban chatis. If it became possible, something happened to it, that you have to burn it where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Sharaf Sulei Kotche Kadoshim. Any other Kotche Kadoshim, a Korban Oyla or Korban Oshim, how do we know they became possible? You also have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash? Or else, V'yemure Kotchem Kalim. How do we know the fats of a Korban Shlomim, or of a Korban Pesach, a Kotchem Kalim, that you have to burn on the Mizbeach? How do we know also that if these things became tameh, became posel, you have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know? Minayin, Talmud, the pasuk says, v'chol ba'kodesh beis tisorif, anything. Any type of kodshim that became posel, where do you have to burn it? In the Beis HaMikdash. But we still found Kodshei Kedoshim, only Kodshei Kedoshim, Mechatis. They have these halachas that have to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Of the Kodshim Kalim Minol, how do I know if a Korban Shlomim, if the meat of the Korban Shlomim became Tomei or became Posel, how do we know you have to burn it where in the Beis HaMikdash? Ela, the terrace like this, called Psulei Ba Kodesh Besreifa. Anytime there's a psul of kochim, you have to burn it. Loishno, there's no difference, kochim kalin, for loishno, kochim kadoshim. There's no difference. How do we know this though? So from the psukim, we don't know this. From the psukim, we only have psukim for chatis, for kodesh kadoshim. Now the Gemara is asking now, but how do we know even kochim kalim also has this halacha? So Gemara's teretz is, Gemara gemirulo, enachnami, it's halacha l'moshim esinai. We do not know this from Sukkim. It's from Ksidit and Gemara Gemirlo. We learn it out from the Allah L'Mashim Sinai. It's true, from Sukkim we don't have any Sukkim. It's only Hilchos Gemirlo. So Rashi says, Hilchos Gemirlo. We learn it out from Allah L'Mashim Sinai. So Rashi, Abazoi, the Chatis, the Aaron. I, before we said the whole Mice of Aaron and Moshe, Lo Yistricha Lefrushe Bo, Sreifa Baninos of Yitziyasi, El Mice Shoyhu. It only comes to tell us the Mice of what happened there. But the Allah is to know you have to burn it. These halachas, when you burn kochim, it's halachal moshim esinai, enichanami. It's not what it says in the Torah, we don't learn it out from, but it's halachal moshim esinai. It's gemara gemirulo. For the gemara now, the chatas the Aaron, how come the Torah has to speak out that by the korban chatas of Aaron, why he burnt it, mashmim with these psulim, if it would have been yotzei, or if it would have been you brought the blood inside, you're supposed to burn it? So gemara answers, tam, mishum maise shoye kachoye. It only says it, oh, but that was the maise, that's what happened. But enichanami. The reason why, how we know you're supposed to burn kochim when they become posel, that's from Allah L'Moshim Sinai. For the Gemara now, Olatona Devei Rabba Baravua, according to this Tana of Devei Rabba Baravua, the Yoma that he says, Afilo Pigul Toyin Ibetzura. He says what? That even a psul begufay, even Pigul. Pigul means you brought the korban and you had the wrong thoughts, b'shas the k'shchito, azrika, you thought then the kohen, he's going to eat the korban the wrong day, so it's mamish, you made the whole korban pigul, you're not allowed to eat it. It's mamish called the psul begufay. The korban itself is posel. So our Mishnah says, if there's something wrong with the korban itself, you're allowed to burn it right away. This Tana of Rav Ravu holds no. He holds, even if there's a psul in the guf of the korban, still you can't burn it right now, but ibatsura, you have to wait overnight, first leave the meat to stay overnight, till it gets a psul laser on it, and then you're allowed to burn it. How do we know this? How does he know that you can't burn it right away, but rather you have to wait till the next day? He learns out, it says the word oven by pigum, and it says the word oven by noiser. So just like by noiser, when do you burn it first the next day? You can't burn it right away because it's not noiser yet. Noiser means you have the meat left overnight, so by the next morning it's noiser, you have to burn it. Or even if it came noiser right away at night, but you don't burn it till the next morning. Here also, pigul also, you're not allowed to burn it right away, you have to wait till the next day. Rashi says, Minolon Rashi, Devoy Yibatura, Pshitolon, how do we know this? The time of Mishum the Gomer, Oven Oven Minoiser. Because Tziba Pigul, the Apostle says that pigul, Viha Nefesh, Oecheles, Mimena, Wavoyna Tiso, says Loshin Oven, Avoyna Tiso, Oksiv Benoiser, Vioichla, Avoyna Yiso, says the word Avoyna in both places. Vaikro, Benoiser, Mokmin, Love, Christus, Vixera, Shav, Oksiv, He's learning out now pigo from noiser. That man noiser kvar ubet zrosay, a pigo tzarach shetabra zrosay. That's what Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuah says. So Mar asks the question now. V'neilif oven oven michatis the aron. True, you have a gzera shavit says the word or oven by pigo, but who tells you to learn out from noiser that you have to first burn it the next day? Why don't you learn out by the chattis of Aaron that there Aaron burnt it right away, and the Torah says the word oven over there. So learn out pigul could be burnt right away, just like the chattis of Aaron was burnt right away. His wadah learn out from the chattis of Aaron. So Rashi says also, the echsiv day nami oven, v'yoyseh nosan lachem losseh ses oven o'eda, o Moshe hoidu lehem, Moshe was moida, the echsiv yitu v'enov, Moshe was moida, that if it would have been a psul, that the meat was yoytzeh, or the dam went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Moshe was masking, you should burn it. So by the chattis of Aaron, if there would have been a good psul in the korban, it's good why you're supposed to burn it. So why doesn't this Tana learn out pigul from the chattis of Aaron? Oh, Malok, you have to say, I'll answer you, chattis the Aaron, ki hai gavna nami ibu tsuba ledoris boy. I tell you, really, even by the chattis of Aaron, this was the korban Rosh Chodesh that Aaron brought in. Even though Aaron burnt it right away, really, I'll tell you, Lederis, for the next generations, you're supposed to wait overnight. You can't burn kutchum right away. It's a gnai, it's not nice. You have to wait till the meat stays overnight. For Hosam, why by Aaron did he burn the chattis right away? I'll tell you, it was a special halacha. Just at that time, he had a special halacha, what to do for that moment, for that situation. But Lederis, though, we don't learn out from Aaron. That's what you have to say according to this Tana. Drashe ki agavna. Bein leman diyom ha-bizvochim. It's a question now, really, why did Aaron burn that chattis? So it's a machlekes, the Gemara and Zvochim, two reasonings why Aaron burnt it. One, teretzim of nei aninus, nisifog. Aaron wasn't oining then. His two sons were killed that day. They were both killed that day. But since they were both maced then, so Aaron wasn't oining. Therefore, since he was an oining, he's not allowed to eat the meat, that's why he burnt it. That was halacha. So now, Ledoiris, I'll tell you, boy, Yibetzura. I'll tell you, really, in such a case, for the next generations, any time the meat becomes posel that you can't eat it, you have to wait till the next day to burn it. For Hoiroa Shohoiso. Mashaykin, that Aaron burnt it right away, it was a special halacha. Shesafu Leboibayon, that they burnt it that day. So that's why this Tana, not Kasha, this Tana. He came and asked from Aaron, because Aaron was a special Hoiroa Shoh, a special halacha he had at that time. So the Mara, Hashto the Yarmina, now that you're telling me though, Kol Psula de Kodesh Besreifa, this that we say, anytime any type of meat of Kodesh becomes posel, that we have to burn it. Loishna de Kodesh Kodeshim, not only if it's a Chatos or a Noshim of Kodesh Kodeshim, for Loishna Kodeshim Kalam, not only if the Korban is only a Pesach or a Shlomim or Kodesh Kalam. How do we know, we just got finished saying, how do we know the Loch Riz, that if something goes wrong with the Korban, you have to burn the meat, and you can't just bury it? Gemara Gemirulo. It's a bazundra aloch l'moshim esimi we learned out. A bazoi, Fret Gemara Kasha now, ba'kodesh based yisarf lomuli. What do we need now? The first top posik we had. At the beginning we said, midirav shim, rav shim and dachin the posik, ba'kodesh based yisarf, that you're supposed to burn the kochin. So what do we need that posik for? Now that you're telling me it's aloch l'moshim esinai, that any time there's a psul by kochin, you have to burn it, what does the Torah have to tell me this posik for? Have the Gemara poshit. Hahumi boyle, no, we still need that posik. Shesrei fosa ba kodesh. There's two halachis.
One halacha is that you have to burn kochim. Anytime the meat became tamei, the meat was yotzei, took it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible, you have to burn it. How do we know you have to burn it? That's true, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But now the question is, where do you burn it though? So now we need a pasuk that says, ba'akredish beis yisorif. Anytime you have to burn kochim, you're supposed to burn the badavki in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need this pasuk also. Hezumi boilei, shesvefoseh ba'akredish. That the sefer should be, shrashi zesorach the sefer b'yazara, you have to burn the meat in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Abbasar, now the other person we had before, Naman Aleph, the Abbasar, now Sheyiga B'chol Tomei, anytime any meat of Kochim touches something that's Tomei, so the meat becomes Tomei, the Torah says, Lo Yoichal, you're not allowed to eat this meat anymore, and B'esh Yisorif, you have to burn the meat. For the Gemara Lomali, what do I need the Pasuk for? If you're telling me now that Allah HaLamashim Sinai, anytime there's a Psul by Kochim, you have to burn the meat, say that the meat became Tomei, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat it, so Pshiti, you have to burn it. So what do you turn up to say it for? Have the Gemara who lagufa yitzrich? I tell you no. Tuma, I need it to teach it to me. I would think even though there is such a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that any time any part of kachim becomes pasul, you have to burn it. But I would think maybe that's only other type of psulim. But if the meat is only pasul because it's tamei, maybe this psul you don't have to burn. Why would I say tuma is different? Yitzrich. Sal katayte chaminach. I would think kol psul of the kodesh. Not that there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Any time the meat becomes posel, that you have to burn it, kegoin lon, that's only if you let the meat stay overnight, it became nicer. Or lon doma, you let the blood stay after shkia, so it's too late to make this rikia now. Or else v'nishpach doma, or else the blood got spilled down on the floor, and you can't make this rikia anymore. Or else v'yotza doma, or else the blood went out of the Beis HaMikdash. So it has a psul yotza, you can't use this blood anymore. Maybe by those psulim the din is, you have to burn the meat. For nishka tobalaila, or else if somebody shecht the korban at night, Allah with the korban is possible. You're not allowed to shecht kochim balaila. You could only shecht the korban by yom. So in these cases, dibasreika. Here there's Allah l'moshim sinai on these types of sulim, that what do you have to do with them? You have to burn them. Why? Why are these different? Dilesnayu b'chulin. Because these sulim do not apply at all to a behemoth kulin. If you have your own animal, your own behemoth, you're allowed to eat it. Even if it went Yotze Chutzka Kloyim, the dam fell on the floor, all these psulim only apply to kachim. So chulim, there's no such psul. So since it's only a kachim dika psul, then I would say a dafka has to burn, like it's a chom dika psul. Mashenkin avol nitmu, when the meat became tomei, that we say you're not allowed to eat it. Did the chulim nami mifsul? There's such a psul by chulim also. Even behemas chulim could also be mekabel tumah. And then there's alochi, you're not allowed to eat it certain times. If you nizit, teach something with Tyra, you're not allowed to eat it. So bazoi, by chulin, you do have the psul of tamei. Ema, I would think, since this psul now of tuma applies even to chul, it's not a kachim dik of psul, I would think even that the meat now is kachim, it's not called a kachim dik of psul, it's called the psul of chulin only. Ema loli boi sreifa, I would think maybe you do not have to burn it. It should be enough just to bury it. Like any time you have meat that's treif, that's not kosher. So what do you have to do with it? You have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it in a case where it's asa banor. So you don't have to burn it. You just have to bury it. So I would think also when the meat of kachim becomes tamei, since this is a psul that's even a geir techulin, it's not only a kachim dik psul, maybe I would think you do not have to burn it. Even though there's a loch l'moshe m'sinai, but you're psul by kochim, but that's only a psul that's only negated to kochim that you have to burn. But a psul of tamei that we find even by chulin, maybe I would think you don't have to burn. Kamash bon is extra posik, no. We have bos for Rosh Yiga, b'chol tamei, lo yoichel, what do you do with it? Gresh yisarv, you would have to burn it. Shrashi mais l'choyim, shloi nizharu v'nitmu, nizchalalo v'huzlo b'utu shizosar. Rosh is another taich. That now that you made the meat tamei, since this is really a psul, that's even a geir techulin, the pshat is like you maschal, you made a zuzl the whole kedusha. So maybe it's like there's no more kedusha on this meat anymore, and therefore you don't have to burn it. Kamashmala, no. Even a psul of tumah, still you have to burn it. Right, Amishna says, nitmu ha bailam. Let's say the bailam, the owner of the korban pesach, became tamei. Oy shemeis, or else the owner of the korban pesach died. So now the lach is, there's no owner to the korban, nobody's allowed to eat it. Because the Korban Pesach, who can eat it? It's only the owner. Now there's no owner. What does the Mishnah say? You have to burn it. But when? Two Batsurosin. You're not allowed to burn it right now because there's no real psul in the Korban itself. There's only a psul machmas dovaracher. It's just that the owner became tumid, the owner died. But if you look at the Korban itself, there's nothing wrong with the Korban. That's called a psul machmas dovaracher. The din is you're not allowed to burn it right now, but rather two Batsurosin. Omer Rav Yosef. And of this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah says no. He holds you're allowed to burn it right now, even though just the Bailam became tum. You can burn it right now. Some Rabbi Yosef, machlokes. The machlokes here in the Mishnah is shenitmu Bailam. The Bailam became tumei achas rikam. After the Kohen made the zrika of the Korban Pesach, the ischaz yebosel achila b'shaz rika. The owner was tor. So there was a time when the Korban was 100% kosher and the Bailam was able to eat it. Then Rabbi Yochanan Brook, then the Tanakhama says that's not called the psul begufay. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn it right. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn it right away. Avonitnu bailim lifnei zrika. But let's say the owner became tomei before the kohen made the zrika. La yichaz yibosa lachila. The bosa never became royalty. Divrei haku yisarf miyat. He'll tell you. Even the Tanakhama then says also this is considered like a psul neguf of the korban, and you're allowed to burn it right away. That's what the Yosef wanted to say. Meisrim, I'll have a kasher on you. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shev sulu begufay. Anytime something happened to the guf or the korban itself, in itself, the blood became tamein, the bosa became tamein, nishmech adam, then you yisarf miyad. You're allowed to burn it right away. Bedam ubabaylim, let's say there's only a psul in the dam. Hey, begufay means the meat became tamein. What about bedam? Just the dam got spilled out, the dam became tamein. But nothing happened to the meat itself. Or else the babaylim, there's only a psul, the owner became tamei. But the actual meat, there's no psul in the meat itself. Then the lochri is two b'tzerosay. You badafka have to wait till the next morning, till Obi left it overnight. V'yotla beis asreifa. Alakoponim, it says here, katoni bailim dumi the dam. That the owner is just like the blood. My dam, just like my blood, for sure, we're talking about lefnei zrikon. How did the dam become tamei? After Zerika, is no din dam anymore. So the Brei Avad, we're talking about the blood became tomei before Zerika. So what din the owner also became tomei lefnei Zerika. And still it says, this is called the psul machmas dover achar, that since there's nothing wrong with the meat itself, the meat is really tor, you're not allowed to burn the meat the way it is right now. Is af bailam lefnei Zerika. Who what din the bailam is also talking about, that he did become tomei before Zerika. And still the Brei says, you're not allowed to burn it right away. So how could Rabbi Yosef say everybody holds that if the owner became tummy before Zerikam, you could burn it right away? The Kasha and Rabbi Yosef, Ela Yitma, if you learned, Hoch Yitma, this is the way you have to learn. This is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Rabbi Yosef, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes now, Mishnah? Pishe Nitma Bailam of Nezrikam, where the owner became tummy of Nezrikam. Tlo Yischaz Yabosa Lachila, that the Bosa was never Roy Teet. Hey, this is the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah. This is the case that he says you can burn it right away. The Evelake of Sulu Begufay. This is when Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah considers it, considered it Sulu Begufay. Hey, since at the time when the Kohen made the Zerika, the owner was already Tomei, so the Zerika was not matter like there's nobody teeth the meat, that's considered like the meat is Pasul Begufay. Ah, vol nitma bailam liyachas Zerika, but let's say, v'shah Zerika, the bailam was Tor. The bailam only became Tomei later on. The eschaz yabosel achila. At the time the Kohen made this recon, really everything was kosher right now. And at this time, as I call a din, the meat has a din to be eaten. I'll tell you then, Divrei Hakov, Sulim Achmas Dav Racher. This is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. In such a case, everybody, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah is Moedah, that since there was a time when the meat was roy to be eaten, even though the mice you can eat because you have to wait till night time, the Kohen was a Zman when it could have had a Hefta to be eaten, so then he says, it's not considered psul machmas atzmai, but machmas dover achar, that you can't burn right away, you have to wait till tomorrow. That's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Smil is no stira. Uboy yibitzura, you have to wait till overnight, till first it's chal psul noiser in the meat itself, that's considered a psul begufay, and now you're allowed to burn it right away in the morning. For Rabbi Yechon, the Mora says, Rabbi Yechon, no, ma, no. Af liyacha zrika, none of my chlokes. He learns no. Even after zrika, even if the owner only became tamei after zrika, even though b'shah zrika, the owner was tor, and it was mamash a time when it could have been a heta to eat it, still Rabbi Yechon and Brukah still says, you're allowed to burn it right away. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Af liyacha zrika, none of my chlokes. even if the Bailam first became Tommy after Zerikam, still Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah holds it's considered like a psul begufay, and you're allowed to burn it right away. Tomorrow says, V'yozda Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own time. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like this, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah, that's the din of our Mishnah, the last time in our Mishnah, for Rabbi Nechemiah, and another time of Rabbi Nechemiah, Omru Dover Echad. They both said over the same type of a Chiddush. Both Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah and Rabbi Nechemiah. What are the two Chiddushim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah of Yamorin, and our Mishnah. That even though the Bosser is Torah, only the Bailam became Tomei, still he considers that like a Psul Begufay, and you're allowed to go and burn the meat right now, you do not have to wait till Ibitzuru. You don't have to wait till it becomes nicer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah of Yamorin. Rabbi Nechemiah, where's Rabbi Nechemiah's halacha? Mahi, where did we learn his din? The Tanya, we learned to the price like this. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Mifnayaninos Nisrefo. That the halacha is, why did Aaron taka burn that chatis? His Moshe was asking Aaron, why did you burn it? And Aaron answered back, true, that blood did not come into Kodesh HaKadoshim. The meat was not taken outside, nothing happened to it. You know why I burnt it? Because I was an oining. And an oining is not allowed to eat the meat. So since I'm an oinah, my two sons died today, I'm not allowed to eat the meat. That's why I burnt it. Therefore the pasuk says, like this. Rashi says, an oinin, if your mace died on you, you're not allowed to eat kachin. That's talking about meiser. The also kodshim makal b'chaimim meiser. Madoch meiser rishon, meiser sheni. You're not allowed to eat when you're anointing. So pshiti, you're not allowed to eat kodshim when you're anointing. Lekach nemo keila. Rashi batikrenu oisi keila. Can I bring this carbon also? Shani anointing. That was Aaron's teretz. I'm anointing. My son's died today. I'm not allowed to eat the meat. Veicha yisoichel kodshim. How can I eat the kodshim? Is lemoishin it's tabulei melehem chu esamincha anaseres misi Hashem. That this is really Moshe's mistake. Moshe had a tzibur to tell Aaron, even though you're an onion today, your sons died today, the mincha that you brought today, you're allowed to go eat the mincha. That was a special halacha, that today's mincha you're allowed to eat. For your sover, so Moshe thought, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Aaron, you're allowed to eat the mincha, shafa chatis teche baninis. Moshe thought that who had in this chatis, Aaron was also allowed to eat today, even though he was an onion. Ke mincha. That was Moshe's mistake. The Yom Aloy Aaron answered back, Shem Aloy Shemat Ela B'Minchon. Maybe you only heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that me, Aaron, I'm allowed to eat the Mincha today, even though I'm an Einein, Zushi Kotche Shoh. This was a special Mincha they brought only because of today. Only today and no other time. We were called Yom Shemini Shemaluim. This was the eighth day of the Maluim. Nitztavis Oysa Mincha. It was a special Chiyah to bring the Mincha because of today. And Melam, the here the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though I'm a Nainain, I'm allowed to eat from this Mincha. It's like a special Aroa Shor. V'yafani moide l'cho, v'seya nachshon, the other carbon we brought today also I ate. V'seya shoyim, v'yachsir v'yavnei, you saw the Dabalein l'chus, t'irizim l'chat Hashem kotshi shor. There was also a special choy to do today. Choy v'l'yoyim, v'yachilos and mut l'yoyim. Such a carbon that the only chiyuv was to bring today, that's true. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aaron, that meat you will not eat. But Aaron answered back to Moshe, but the third carbon, which was a regular carbon that you bring for generations, on Rosh Chodesh you bring us here, Shor Rosh Chodesh. So this carbon, Sir Rosh Chodesh, who? This was a carbon the Klai Yisrael will bring from now on. Or the Zoy, that's a regular carbon. The male of this carbon, the Asurim Le'oinen, anointing is not allowed to eat it. That's why Moshe didn't eat the meat, and he burnt it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Polak Lehosman, V'yomar, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, that was not the reason why Aaron burnt the carbon. He says the reason why he burnt it, Mevnei Tumah, because that meat became Tamei. Nisrafo, Shenit Mazboinis, anointing happened that a Mechais, a Meitz, or a Sheris, touched the meat, became Tamei. Here the Gemara answers, the Nechemiah is the one that said that the reason why Aaron did not eat the meat because he was an Ein Nisifah.
Therefore it says Keila, which means, can Aaron, now that I'm an Ein, can I eat the Kodshim? I'm not allowed to eat this Kodshim. So the Rai is now, Bo'aninis, Kalachas Rikehevi. Aninus really a kohen gadol, even though he's an oinein, he's allowed to do the avoida. So the avoida was done beheter. It's like the zrika was done beheter. And first, now that the since you're an oinein, you can't eat the meat. Still, we said v'chid starif liyalt in the starif. When it was burnt right away. So you see, you're allowed to burn this type of kochim right away. And Rashi explains here that a chatis is not like a pesach. A pesach, the ikra of a korban pesach is to eat it. Therefore, if the bialim is not roy to eat it, there became tamnai, that maybe there is considered like a psul aguf. But our korban by a chatis, the din is you don't have to eat it. It's not likuva. So therefore, since the avoidu was done the kashris, that as if the bialim first became posel after the zrika was done. And still, the Nechemi learns out from Aaron that you could burn it right away. Morris says, Rabba Moisef Akrav Yosef Lili. Rabba says, Rabbi Yosef Lili also holds this Kiddush, that you could burn the meat right away.